This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tens of thousands of kids in Arizona got a free breakfast today courtesy of McDonald's. Franchise owners in a handful of states have gotten together to give away food on days that schools administer big standardized tests. And yes, it is tough to take a test on an empty stomach, but come on. Seriously? Corporate generosity or good advertising? From Phoenix, Marketplace's Peter O'Dowd has that story.
It takes some effort to squeeze through the front door at this crowded Central Phoenix McDonald's.
I suspect that we'll serve over 500 students this morning just in this restaurant alone.
Franchise operator Jerry Gerke spends $2 a head on each student's Egg McMuffin, a pack of apple slices, and a milk. He says it's good for the kids. They need brain food to ace the state's standardized test. The free breakfast also builds loyalty for moms like Naomi Quintero, who eats here with her family every weekend.
It does. It makes me feel like, oh my God, after so much money being spent here, I finally get something back.
Quintero's sons will each get about 18 grams of protein in their egg sandwich. Nutritionist Simeen Levinson says that's pretty good fuel for a test.
I would consider it to be a well-rounded meal.
But it's certainly not the only place to get one. At the nearby Creighton School District, 4,700 students eat a free breakfast every day. Their families are poor enough to qualify for subsidized meals. Levinson says these meals are nutritionally similar to the free McDonald's menu, but if she had a choice, she'd take the one that's free of corporate influence.
This is where I can't help but be a little bit skeptical. Is this a ploy that McDonald's is using in creating a whole new generation of consumers that will become brand loyal specific to McDonald's?
That worries Levinson. She says the next time those 500 kids are in line, they're likely to choose something that's loaded with fat and sodium. In Phoenix, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.